Well, it is a very disappointing development that clearly shows that SADC is pandering to the whims of the ZANU-PF component of the Zuma government, which had fiercely fought to have the right of individual recourse removed from the tribunal mandate, and also the human rights mandate of the tribunal to be diluted.
But is it not a positive thing that member states can still bring legal cases against each other?
Not at all. It's political posturing. The real value of the regional court was in its ability to have a full-fledged human rights mandate open to individuals to approach this court as an appellate regional court to decide on matters of infringement of human fundamental rights, which is really why it was fiercely attacked by the Zimbabwe government, particularly the ZANU-PF component, when white commercial farmers from Zimbabwe successively brought before this court their issues, which now are being put on the wayside. So for us, really, the fundamental value of the regional court should be in upholding and in being able to adjudicate over basic rights and not the disputes between states. So it has become a redundant institution with no effective power and benefit to the people of Southern Africa.